Hare Krishna. Well, here we are in Sridhar Mayapur, and it's almost 12 o'clock. I'm just doing puja. Not because we got up late, so we got up quite well in time. It's because we've been in the fix and repair mode, and that's still going on around us since 6 o'clock this morning. What to do? I haven't been here for 2 months, and if you're gone from Mayapur for 2 months, then you should be expect to be pleasantly surprised if anything around you works when you get back. Don't be surprised that something doesn't work. Be surprised if it does work. So a lot of things are working, but a couple of things, particularly the heating, we're having trouble with, and it is still chilly. It's not cold. It's not like Hungary we came from, but it's chilly, and I want to avoid catching a cold, because that's for me not a good thing. So today we're going to briefly talk about what makes chanting Hare Krishna or chanting the Gayatri Mantra efficient, because devotees ask after that. And I'm going to just quote a verse from Hari Bhakti Vilas that's been provided for us by Sanatan Goswami. And that verse goes as follows. Mala samharanam shocham monam mantrartha chintanam avyagratvam anirvedo japa sampati hetava. So in this verse, which glorifies the success of japa, what's going to make our japa successful? Be that while chanting Gayatri Mantra, be that chanting the all-important Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, what makes our japa successful? And we want our japa to be successful, which gives us love for Krishna. And ultimately, getting love for Krishna means we also attain Krishna. So, these six things begin with Manas Samharanam. Focusing the mind. Well, okay, but that's what we have a problem with. Well, we do have a problem with it, but we're still going to make an effort for it. So it's like any of the devotional qualities or other qualities. Generally, on average, we'll find that, well, we don't have those qualities. But therefore, our business is to develop them, to cultivate them, so that we do get them. This is what Sanatan Goswami here is recommending. Yes, we have to make that effort. Chanchala himana krishna parati balabhadridam. So from wherever the mind wanders, you have to bring it back and focus it on yourself. Krishna accepts that the mind is going to wander, but he's saying, all right, well, what's news? That's part of the problem, or at least that's part of what you're trying to achieve by chanting. It's not the goal, but it's a secondary result of trying to control our mind, considering we put so much stuff in it, this life and in previous lives. So, okay, now we want to do something about that. And then Shocham is the second quality, which is the quality of purity. Cleanliness of body. cleanliness of mind. These things certainly affect us. Cleanliness of mind. One of my topics that I often say is don't put things, unnecessarily things, into the mind. It just reminds me that some time back I was speaking with my friend Indrajumna Swami Maharaj, who was telling me that one of the vows that he took when he did parikrama of Kailash was that he wasn't going to watch the news. And there's a lot of garbage out there. And what to speak of, one thing is watching the news for 2 minutes, and the other is all the other things that are connected with the internet and all the news channels, which bring you other things other than just the news. So keep the mind pure. And of course, the more that the heart becomes clean, the easier and easier it is for us to actually meditate on the holy name and silence. Don't talk. There's no question of other kinds of discussions, something else going on, or sitting beside somebody and having a conversation every once in a while, sharing some jokes, some this, some that, even some topic about Krishna. Here, it's all about being absorbed in the holy name, and don't do anything else. And mant artha chintanam. And I've been emphasizing this aspect earlier. Meditate on the meaning of the mantra. What does the mantra mean? Well, first it starts off by knowing what the mantra means. And what are the meanings of the mantra? And the acharyas have given many meanings to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the Gayatri Mantras. I've tried to convey some of those meanings of the Gayatri Mantra recently, and anyway, they're there in the books. We have two books, Navabrajamahima Volume 8 and Volume 7. So it's all about what do these mantras actually mean? At least, what do they mean to me, and according to my understanding of what the acharyas have says. Avyagratvam is the fifth one. No distraction. Don't let your mind get distracted. Here, there, everywhere. It's a little difficult for mothers. They got a lot of other things going on, trying to take care of kids. Good thing is that children grow up, and that distraction will stop. In the meantime, we just try to do our best, but for those who don't have mothers, then there's no excuse. Everyone's got a mother. For those who don't have children, those who are mothers, then there's no excuse. Don't get distracted. Don't be doing something else. And ideally, no walking around. The more that we're distracted, the more that we allow ourselves to be in a distracted state while chanting the holy name, the more that the habit of being distracted will be there. And also, not only will it be a habit, but will also lose the mercy of the holy name to be willing to respond to us when we call, perhaps in an undistracted way. After all, Abhinatva Naminam, it is the holy name, is Krishna, is the Supreme Person. So we should reflect on that while chanting. And Anirveda means you can't be indifferent. You have to be into it when you're chanting Hare Krishna. You can't just not care or do it because I took a vow. We need to put our heart into it, the chanting. We need to really make our best effort. When we do, then we will get the kind of result that we want, the kind of result that we read about. And that's it for today. Hare Krishna.